Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ITD Cementation India Limited Q4 FY22 post-results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rahul Modi. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Seema. Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY22 post-results conference call of ITD Cementation India Limited. Today we are pleased to host the senior management of the company, represented by Mr. Jayant Basu, Managing Director, and Mr. Prasad Kapadia, CFO. The call will begin with a brief introduction by the company, after which we'll open the floor for the Q&A session. Thank you, sir. I now hand over the call to Mr. Patwardhan for his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Rahul. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this Q4 FY22 earnings call of ITD Cementation. We have declared our results yesterday and I'm sure you would have had a chance to go through the numbers. We have reported a very healthy operating performance in this quarter and in the year as well. Our top line has grown by nearly 40% to 3,810 crores for the whole year. And for the quarter as well, we have crossed the 1,000 crore mark and reported turnover of 1,175 crores. In terms of the order backlog as well, we have an all-time high order backlog as of March 22 of about 15,500 crores. And one more first that we have for this financial year is the new order booking. You know, we have received new orders for 7,700 crores during the year. In terms of the working capital management as well, the operating cycle has reduced significantly due to large collections that we have received during the year. And that has helped us to deleverage our balance sheet, and our debt equity ratio stands at about 0.2 as of March 22. This is all from my side in terms of the opening comments. Now I'll hand over to Mr. Basu for his comments and then we'll take your questions.
Good morning and thank you all for joining this con-call. As Mr. Prasad has mentioned that our last quarter performance was good. I think we have achieved a revenue of 1175 crores, which is a record in our company's history in any quarter. And revenue of 3,800 crore plus in consolidated. So we are going through an exciting time and work in hand position also quite healthy. And not only that, there are a few good jobs on the pipeline which may convert to order very soon. So the work in hand what you see today will increase drastically by another 1 or 2 months time. With that, I'll touch upon few projects, important projects which we discuss in every meeting, like Mumbai Metro. As we all know that hopefully by end of this year the job will be completed. Around 90% progress has been achieved so far. Kolkata Metro, maybe another few months, 97% progress has been achieved. Bangalore Metro Underground, we have started year back, and the tunnel is going on in full swing. Both the TBMs are working. So far we have achieved around 22% progress. As you know, Ulangudi was our signature project. Work is going on very good. We have reached the end point, which is 8 kilometers from the shore. Around 60% progress has been achieved. Both the seabird job under Navy, Indian Navy, are going well. Except one job, which is at Chara, which we have to suspend because of client issue. All the other projects are going on okay. So with this, I think I'll request your question and we'll be there to answer your any question, whatever you have. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Mr. Mohit from DAM Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and congratulations on good set of revenue numbers. So the first question is that, you know, okay, of course we have a large order book and we are doing quite well in terms of revenue booking, but our EBITDA margins and our, you know, PAT margins remain very low, despite having a large order book, which is, I think, where we have price variation clause. So what can expect in FY23? Can expect this EBITDA margin to move into double digits?
Whatever job we have been executing now, we are mostly, we have secured 1 or 2 years or 3 years back. And even though we have escalation clause available, most of them, but the amount of increase in the steel price is beyond any expectation. When we discussed last time in con call, it was around 60,000 rupees. Recently, it has gone up to 75,000-76,000 rupees. So that has got some impact on the bottom line. But the new job what we have secured, they will yield their, you know, revenue and the margin maybe after 2-3 quarters from now. So we hope that this year margin will be better than last year.
Can I expect a double-digit margin, sir, in the medium term? Maybe 2-1, maybe not FY23,
FY24? FY24, yes. FY23, it will be close to double-digit. If it is double-digit, we'll be very happy. We'll try to do that.
Understood, sir. And sir, can you please lay out the order opportunities for FY23 segment-wise and the appetite for us for taking a larger order, given that the order book is very sizable at this point of time? I can please discuss segment-wise opportunity and also the update on Mumbai, you know, the Mumbai, the JNPT order, where it is, and anything on the Adani terminal order from Colombo.
Yeah, I'll update you about, first of all, JNPT. The tender is on and we are shortlisted and we have been discussing with the customer. 2-3 round of negotiation has already happened. So someone will get the job by end of this month, I believe. And we are well placed there. Coming to Colombo, as you know, the local situation in Sri Lanka is not so conducive. So purposefully both Adani and ourselves are going slow to see how it becomes after a few months and accordingly we'll proceed. But otherwise, we are pretty sure that we'll be preferred contractor for this job. And then what's this job? Apart from Colombo, we are pursuing some job in Bangladesh, which is the new addition now, some marine cum river job, which is also more than 2,000 crores. So tender going on. By end of June, we'll submit our bid. Recently, we are discussing with some of the prospective client, our old client, for a big infrastructure job. I will not be able to disclose now. If it comes to us, that will be quite a sizable job. So if all these things, there are 2 tender at Seabird. So all these, I think, 15,000 crore jobs are knocking. And I hope that some of them will be definitely matured to secure these convert to orders.
Anything on the airport, sir, given that the Adani has a very large pipeline and I think we won one small contract in Lucknow or something, right? Do you think there is a significant opportunity for Adani in this fiscal year will get a larger order for their 6 airports?
Well, if you know that already we have secured 2 contracts from Adani for redevelopment of the Ahmedabad airport, both the terminal T1, T2. Value will be around 500 odd crores. So most of the airport, what Adani is now doing, they are renovating it. It is not a greenfield one, except Navi Mumbai airport. So they are after us to take part of some of the jobs like Lucknow and Guwahati and all. But as far as we are concerned, we are already with Trichy and Pune. We want to complete Ahmedabad as well. Thereafter, we will see. Because airport is not the segment where we do much. We will be happy with this Ahmedabad job at this moment.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We take the next question from the line of Meet Parekh from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So, in terms of the Chennai Metro, how is the progress? Means, have we started work on the mobilizing or the work on the project?
Yes, we have two jobs there, underground UG1 and UG2, and our mobilization in terms of manpower and the temporary installments such as office building, store, etc., those things are almost done. Now we have to mobilize special equipment called trench cutters, which has been already ordered, and I think some will reach by end of this month. So it is as per the plan, the mobilization is going on.
Okay. So in the order book, how much is the fixed price contract and how much is the variable?
There are very less fixed price contract. Most of them are variable in the sense that escalation is payable. I will not be able to tell you exact number, but close to 90% is escalation is available in our contract.
Okay. So, and on the Bangalore Metro, has the progress been good on the underground and the elevated?
Underground progress is very good. Amongst the three companies like Afcons, L&T, ourselves, I think we are doing better. And customer is also very happy. And we are doing well. And as far as elevated is concerned, as you know, that it is almost verge of completion. Out of four jobs, three jobs is almost handed over. The last job also, I think we have done around 85% to 86%. So by end of this year, we should be able to come out of this elevated job there.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vibhor Singhal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my question. And congrats on great execution in this quarter. My first question was basically on the margins front again. So I think in this quarter, if we look at our margins, I know we've kind of facing the headwinds in terms of commodity price inflation, but the margins have actually now fallen down to around 7% in this quarter. Last quarter, of course, it was still around 8%, and we were hoping for some revival from those numbers. So given the commodity price inflation that we have, do you foresee this kind of a pressure continuing? I know you wanted to maybe close to double-digit margins in FY23, but given that in the last 8 quarters, we have crossed double-digit only once, do you see, just basically trying to understand, in the last 3 quarters also, we had 6%, 8%, and 7% EBITDA margins. So what will it take us for us to consistently report a double-digit or close to double-digit margins every quarter, and not as an aberration, just like once in 8 quarters?
Well, as all of you know, and you have just mentioned rightly, that commodity price is influenced, because the margin what you saw last year, that is mostly the jobs which are secured long time back, where our basic assumption for the steel was 40,000 to 45,000 rupees. Though escalation is payable, but the price went up to 70,000 to 75,000 rupees. This is one. And secondly, you know what happened, if I just forget last 2 weeks, before that, the steel price was going up. So we have to keep adequate contingency for future. So that is also one factor. But good thing is that if you see last 2 weeks, the steel price is coming down, 75 to 71 to 69 to today, I think it is 65,000 rupees. So if it goes like that, that is a good news for us. And hopefully we'll be able to touch, or if not touch, very close to double digit margin next year, this year.
Just to add, the numbers that we have reported, I have seen the numbers reported by, some other of our peer companies as well. And I think the operating profits and the operating margins that we have reported are more or less in line with what the others have also reported. So, I don't see a large variation between our operating margins and the other companies in our industry. As you rightly said, the headwinds on the commodity prices are hurting us to some extent. And hopefully, as Mr. Basu said, once the prices, start correcting, we should see an improvement in our operating margins.
Got it, sir. Just to add on that, sir, basically, you're absolutely right that other companies also, and almost all peers have kind of reported around 50-100 basis points Q-on-Q contraction in margins, which we also have. To put that in perspective, sir, other companies are, let's say, peers are like 100 basis points lower from their normal range of margin, which is like 10%-12%. We are right now at 7%, which is like 300 basis points from our targeted range or our usual range of margins of 10%. If there is a commodity price impact, so my impact question was that, okay, the commodity price impact in this quarter is probably 100 basis points. What ails our business in terms of our margins being consistently in single digits, 7%-8% in the last quarter, few quarters also, and those are not getting recovered at all?
One aspect, as you all know, for last several quarters, that a big chunk of our turnover has come even last year also from elevated Bangalore Metro, where we are not declaring any margin at all for last one year. If you just eliminate that turnover of Bangalore Metro and consider zero margin from there, remove that, you'll find that our EBIT more than double this. I mean, double.
Got it, got it. This year that you are saying that we should be able to complete the project. Hopefully next year onwards, we should be able to report better margins. If, hopefully there is no other project like Bangalore Metro which gets stuck again.
Yes, yes. There is no other project like that.
Got it. Got it, sir. Thank you so much for answering that question in detail. Just one last question. Given our order book of 15,000 crores and the strong top line this year, what would you kind of guide to in terms of top line next year? What is the kind of top line that we could do next year?
Top line should be at least 25% more than this year's.
25%. Sure, sir. That's great. Just one last bookkeeping question. Prasad, sir, if I could get the gross debt number at the consolidated level at the end of this year.
Our gross debt is a little over 500 crores. It's about 515 crores.
515 crores.
Yeah.
Sure, sir. Got it. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for taking my questions, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Mr. Vibhor. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Shreyans from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a great turnover. My question pertains again to the EBITDA margins. If you could quantify in terms of provisioning, how much provisioning we've taken for the raw material price, number one. Number two, sir, our contract and site expenses for this quarter, look very high, particularly for this quarter. Any particular reason for that?
Well, we haven't, to answer the first part of your question, we haven't taken any hit on the material cost as such. Whatever we are actually paying for procuring steel, cement or other commodities, that is being booked in our financials. There's no additional provision that we have taken in our financials.
Okay.
The other expenses you mentioned, we have considered a provision loss of about 30 crores from the Bangalore Metro project.
30 crores.
Yeah.
Sure. Sir, in terms of guidance, in terms of margins of FY 2023 or even for that matter FY 2024, can we see that, looking at the current, the way raw material prices are, can we foresee at least, say, 10%-11%?
Actually, Mr. Basu answered the same question earlier.
Yeah.
In FY 2024, as he mentioned, we hope to see normalized double-digit margins. This year, as the steel prices, steel and other commodity prices cool off, we should see an improvement in our margins in this year as well.
Got it, sir. Got it. Got it. That is from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Aksh Vora from Praj Financial. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to know the 15,000 crore order book, what's the execution timeline for the same?
Execution timing should be in the range of three to three and a half years.
Okay. The new orders, what we got in this FY 2022, around 7,700 crores, what would be the timeline for those execution orders?
Well, there are two large orders from Chennai Metro, which are to be executed over 4 years. There are some other projects where the execution timeline is shorter. For marine projects, it would be about two and a half years. As I said, the average execution timeline for our order book would be between three to three and a half years.
Is it safe to assume that over next three to four years, we'll be having around 20%-30% kind of revenue increment every year?
Then 3 to 4 years is difficult to envision at this stage, but as Mr. Basu had also indicated earlier, we should see a 25% rise in our top line this year. And next year as well, we should see that it could be better if we book more orders during the current year. Then that will add, obviously add to our top line in FY24 as well.
Okay. Sir, one more thing is, what would be our gross debt?
Gross debt is 515 crores.
And net debt is around 120 crores?
Net debt is around 120-30 crores, yes. That's right.
Okay. And how would we be funding these coming projects in near term?
Well, we have enough bank lines. We have a consortium of 16 banks. We have added a couple of banks into our consortium in the previous year. And some of our large projects, in fact, our banks have been very supportive. And they have provided us with enhancement in the banking limits. So, you know, with the support of our banks, we have been able to take on these large value projects and execute them in the timeline that we are required to execute these projects.
I meant we'll be taking a debt or debt route, or how will we funding in those terms?
Well, our requirement is largely in terms of bank guarantees and letters of credit. You know, the funding requirement is not that significant. Of course, the funding requirement will definitely be there when we execute the projects, but the larger requirement is in terms of bank guarantees and LCs. And that is where the banks have, our consortium of banks has been supporting us.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Parikshit Kandapal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Elevated metro project, again, we have a provision of 50 crores. So we had said that all everything is now done because the completion accounting has been done. So why is this again coming up?
It is a combination of 2-3 things, Parikshit, that the extension of timelines because of COVID and the commodity prices as well. You know, both these things have impacted the margins on that project. But the good thing is we have claims and we are going to pursue these claims and the money will get recovered. But, you know, in the Indian context, the timeline for recovery would be quite long. So in terms of the accounting policies that we are required to follow, we have accounted for this loss. But our feeling is it will be more of a timing mismatch and we hope to recover this money from the legitimate claims that we have on the project.
So, you know, secondly, on the Kolkata Metro, we again heard some news of cracks re-emerging. So, if you can throw some light there and also the update on insurance claims. So, where are we in terms of progress on that?
Well, yes, 2-3 buildings, there are some damage we have observed. And those buildings are there for last 200 years without proper foundations. And if you do something below that, something can happen. But it was well controlled. Those inhabitants are all evacuated on time. So it is under control now. There is no such issues. And work has already started. As far as insurance is concerned, we have already got some amount from insurance company, not much. That means that, you know, there is an indication that it is going well.
So, the tunneling work was already over, right, sir? I mean, or is still it continuing? I thought that Kolkata Metro tunneling work is over.
Tunneling work is well over a long time back. Yeah. But if you remember that tunnel boring machine which was stuck up on 31st of August, that needs to be removed from that so that rail and the track can be through. To remove that, you need to excavate up to the bottom of that TBM machine. So while excavating, you are exposing the surface. And during that time, some surrounding building got cracked.
Oh, that TBM has been removed or like still continues, like the work is in progress to remove?
The excavation is completed and you need to protect the site by concrete and all, which has been done. Now part of that TBM has been removed and part is going on now. I hope by June end it will be completed.
So just on this Mumbai Metro and Kolkata Metro, so how much will be the residual cash? These two entities, I think these projects are nearing completion now. So do you think that once these projects are complete, we still have some sizable profits to be recognized from these projects, these two projects?
Yes, definitely. Kolkata Metro, we have almost around 200 crores lying there in the bank. So despite of all this, what has happened, we don't see that there will be further problem, and this should be pluses to us. Mumbai Metro as well, I think, Prasad.
Yeah, that's right. We do have cash balances over there, but it is precisely because of such the possibility of, you know, some such incidents happening that we are withholding or not declaring the full margin just now. But as the project nears completion, we should see some release of margins, and that should get accounted in the current financial year or maybe slip a little bit into the next year.
Okay. Just on the JNPT project, I think we just need some projects for awarded. So if we can update, I think we have bid for these projects and the status updates there. So
JNPT, as we have been discussing, there are three tender. One is the supply of filling material, which is basically artwork, almost local work. So that has gone to a local party. Second is that compaction of those art. So that also has gone to the local party. But our target was the jetty work, which is still we are discussing with them. And let us hope for the best.
And how big is the jetty work?
It is close to 1,000 crores.
Okay. So any outlook on the order pipeline? I'll join the call later, so I don't know whether you've discussed it. If you've discussed it, I'll take it offline. So any outlook on segment-wise, ordering potential, bid pipeline and all?
Ordering potential, as far as marine is concerned, JNPT and Colombo put together will be 4,000 crores. Apart from that, 2,000 crores we are pursuing in Bangladesh. So 4,000 plus 6,000 in marine, which is under active persuasion through tender process. There are some other infrastructure job put together will be around 6,000 crores, which is also likely to be completed, concluded very soon. And in, there are Seabird and Karwar, two big development projects we are pursuing now, put together around 2,500 crores. So all together, if you see 15,000 crore jobs under pipeline, the verge of finalization through tender process.
And you earlier did mention that you are looking at some road projects, subcontracting opportunity being on the road projects. Anything, any developments there?
Yeah, that is still there, and the number what I have told you, that includes that also.
Okay. Okay, so sir, I think just to summarize, now the worst will be behind us and we are gradually moving towards the double-digit margin. So can we expect by second half, starting second, third quarter, can we say that we move towards double-digit margin?
Margin is a function of various things. I can only tell you that towards the end of this year, we'll be in a very good position and we'll be able to tell you exactly that what will be our margin, which should be very close to 10%. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Mohit from DAM Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity once again. Sir, while you alluded to the, the order inflow from the various other segments, so is there any order inflow or order opportunity from the railways or the metros in fiscal year which you are pursuing and which you believe that could be closed in this fiscal?
Yeah, metro, yes. As you know that there are several metro jobs tender in Delhi and in Chennai underground and so on and so forth. So definitely we'll be targeting those, and we are very much there in terms of our capability and our appetite. Otherwise, railway, most of the works are tunneling job in northeast and northern part of India, where we already have three big jobs. So I don't see that we'll be much interested for those type of job for the time being.
But are those opportunity very large, the tunneling jobs, and why we are not pursuing some of them?
Opportunities are very large, At the same time, the risk is also very large. I mean, you know, doing tunnel in Himalayan range, you can see in paper every day there are something happening. So when you have good work in hand, why to go there to that extent? So already we have got around 2,500 crores of job in Sembcorp-Rongpo, a tunnel job. So let us complete that, then we'll be interested for those jobs.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you. And all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mohit. We take the next question from the line of Prem Khurana from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question, sir, and congratulations on good execution during the quarter. So most of my questions are already answered, just two. So one was, when I look at the inflows, I mean, this quarter, the inflows have been very, very strong. But what I realized is, I mean, so we had this 5,000 odd crore rupees of inflows available with us when we spoke the last event during Q3 con call, and I was in the month of February, so... which essentially means in the second half of February and even in March, we've not been able to have much incrementally. So what would you attribute this to? Essentially, I mean, there were hardly any tenders in your areas of liking, or the competitive intensity still remains high, which is where, I mean, you couldn't have any new orders come to you, let's say, in the month of March or in the second half of February. So if you could share your thoughts on the competitive intensity that is there in the market today.
No, Prem, we have already secured in April. In fact, we have secured orders worth about 450 crores. You know, the values may not have been as large as the ones we secured in January, but there has been a continuous flow of orders. And as Mr. Basu said, the pipeline is very strong, and in the next few months, we are hopeful of, you know, our order book increasing further. So the intensity, while there is competition, there are a lot of projects that are coming up for tender, and we have been winning projects as well. It's not that we haven't received any orders after January or February 22.
Sure. And do we see this competitive intensity to go down because of the way the commodities have been behaving, wherein some of these smaller, especially smaller players get scared away, or you don't see that situation and you would get to have similar kind of competition which has been there in the system for a while now?
Today, if you see the market, most of the, I mean, investments by the government is in the sector, road sector.
Sure.
And road sector does not have much affected because of the commodity price, because it is mostly earthwork and cement. So I don't think that this effect will the road sector, but we are not there. Apart from that, metro competitions are as usual with between few parties like us, of course, L&T, Jay Kumar, four or five of us. So competitions will remain, and so we have to survive in that situation.
Sure. And second question was Chennai underground metro. So by when are we likely to kind of start with our tunneling work there? And any number that you could share on the capex that you would need to incur, either in terms of, let's say, TBMs or any other equipments that you would need to kind of start with the tunneling job there?
The tunneling job requires a lot of enabling work to do before tunneling starts.
Yeah.
So from now, it will be another at least 1 year, so that, you know, genuine tunnel work will start. So next year, May or June. Capex, yes, Chennai Metro has capex involved in terms of buying up TBM and trench cutter, close to 300-400.
Yeah, the capex this year is likely to be quite sizable, especially for Chennai Metro projects and some other projects as well. So in terms of equipment, we could see capex in the range of about 300 crores during the year.
Oh, okay, 300 odd crore. But then a large part of this would be made good, because I mean, you would be able to kind of use mobilization advances with these projects. So,
yeah, that's correct. The funding for this capex will be out of the advances that we get on the project and maybe some term loans.
Sure. And then on last on working capital cycle, so I see in our balance sheet, I mean the cash balance has gone up substantially. So is it essentially the year-end phenomena that we generally get to have wherein the government departments release payments because they want to exhaust their budgets, and which is where, I mean, in the subsequent quarters, the cash balance number would go down. Is it the right understanding? And where do you see the normalized working capital cycle for us as we progress?
What you are saying is partly correct. Yes, we did see a large inflow towards the end of the year. But overall, during the quarter, we have seen, you know, the collections coming through. And that has resulted in a large cash balance as on the balance sheet date. But normally, you know, while the working capital numbers, you know, in terms of number of days are much lower as of March, they will probably go up to some extent. Our endeavor would be to manage working capital in a better manner so that the investment in working capital doesn't go up significantly.
Sure. And just last, with your permission, if I may, how much is the mobilization advance that you would be able to draw from the recently added projects? I mean, any quantum that you could share with us? The amount that you would be able to draw from these projects?
Generally, we get 10% mobilization advance. We have partly taken some of the advances, but then I think another 250 to 300 crores we should be able to draw over a period of time during this financial year.
Oh, okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. That is mine, and all the very best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. I have joined the call late, so so there may be some repetitive questions. Why there is a sudden jump in other expenses?
Vipul, as I mentioned earlier, we have booked some loss on the Bangalore Metro project in this quarter of about 30 crores. And some of the other heads of expense, you know, where we, because of the execution, has also picked up on our projects. We have seen some increase in our plant hire, the cost of spares, and other project-related expenses. Those have also gone up during this quarter.
So this 30 crore, are they recoverable or it is written off permanently?
Well, it is written off right as of now, but we do have claims on the client for various reasons, and these are legitimate claims in our opinion, and we pursue these claims and recover this money, but that process is likely to take a bit longer.
And sir, regarding the cost escalation clauses in your contracts, so are they 100% or only partially cost inflation in commodities recoverable in your majority of the contract? So if you can give some color, it will be very helpful.
Our around 90% of the contracts are protected with the escalation clause. But typically those clauses are driven by the formula from RBI indices and so on and so forth. So what happened, this steel price has gone up to so extent that this escalation clause is not adequate enough to cover up entire cost. So there will be some effect which has affected our bottom line this month and last quarter. But going forward, I think the steel price also now coming down, and we hope that things will be better coming days.
So, sir, can you quantify what percentage of cost inflation is recoverable?
Difficult to say.
Okay. It will be difficult to quantify because each contract has its own defined escalation clause, and we need to claim it from the client as per the clause. And the cost that we incur, you know, the quantum of steel or cement which goes into every project will also be different. So it will be difficult for us to quantify, but we do claim it on a regular basis from the client based on the contractual conditions.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
We take the next question from the line of Rahul Modi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, most of my questions have been answered. Just two questions. Any provisions which are left and to be done, in the Bangalore project? going forward, and how much capex, if could you know, just quantify that we've done so far.
Whatever losses we have envisaged on the Bangalore Metro project have already been considered in the March financials. In terms of capex, as I mentioned earlier, you know, for the Chennai Metro project and for some of the other projects that are under execution, we would be incurring capex of about 300 crores during this year.
Great, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Jiten from Axis. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good morning, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, my first question would be on the future pipeline which we are looking to put. So any large projects which you are targeting this year, probably if I have missed out in the opening remarks, can you highlight few?
Yeah, in marine, as I mentioned, that one project in Colombo, which is getting delayed because of local political issues, a sizable job of around 3,000 crores. Another overseas job in Bangladesh will be 2,000. And one more infrastructure job, which is also quite big, we are pursuing with some party in India.
But sir, these projects would be fixed price contract, right? Colombo probably would get further delay, and Bangladesh also could be a fixed price contract, right, sir?
Bangladesh is not fixed price contract. Escalation clauses are there. Colombo, as because it is from the private party, you have to negotiate with them, and it depends upon the cost benefit by both the parties. Maybe they can include the escalation, maybe they not include that, depends upon the negotiation.
So, now if we are bidding for any new projects or new geographies, what kind of margins we are building in while we are bidding for these projects? Are we building in like 12-13% margin? Because we are looking for a double digit margin coming second half of 23 and 24. So what kind of margins we are building in after the recent commodity price run up and competitive intensity going forward? So what is your view on this, sir?
Actually, there are several factors which decide what should be margin. Depends upon the segment, depends upon the size of the job. I can tell you a range that it varies from 8 to 15%. Location of the job and the segment-wise.
So probably our marine could be having the highest margin, being one of the largest player in the country for us.
Yes, yes. Marine is the highest margin. And that too also, marine big jobs will be around, say, 10-11%. Small job will be 15% in that range.
And sir, again, this execution guidance, so we are talking about 20-25% growth for FY23, but since the order backlog is strong and large, so what kind of growth you are looking and envisaging in FY24 and the capex for FY24?
FY24, I think the same momentum will be there, which will be around 20-25%. See, most of the capex this year is because of the Chennai Metro. I don't foresee much requirement next year.
Okay, 24. And sir, we will not be seeing such provisions what you have done in Bangalore Metro in any other projects which we shall be executing now and in the future.
Fortunately, not. We are already behind this Bangalore Metro almost and Delhi Metro long time back.
Right. Right, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best. Thank you, Prasad, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Jiten.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand over the conference to the management for closing comments.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us on this earnings call. We look forward to your continued support to the company. Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.